Hello, good morning everyone to the YK Delta and Beyond. This is another edition of Talkline, and I'm Diane McGachran.
And I'm Peter Atchek. Good morning to you.
Good morning, and we are here ready, willing, and able to take your calls from the YK Delta and beyond. It's a spectacular, beautiful day here in the Bethel area.
Yes, it is.
Not sure how it is on the coastal areas, but today, the last few days have been really, really nice, although cold, but nice.
Mm-hmm.
Have you enjoyed it? Have you gone out and about?
No, just within the city.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
No, but just when you see sunlight, mm-hmm. that just changes everything.
I know. I know. I feel that. And the way it stays lighter longer. And, yeah, I take my dogs out, and we don't have to rush back home at 5 o'clock because it's dark.
Oh.
Now we can linger.
Yes. Yes, and then... You know, it starts earlier in the mornings, and we're gaining over 5 minutes per day.
I know, but then we're going to do that spring ahead thing.
Oh, no.
Daylight savings, and that's where we're going to lose a little bit of that morning light.
Yeah.
But then we'll get more evening light, so.
Yeah. So springtime, that's a forward.
Yeah, I think they could just stop it. Like, don't do it anymore. We're done. And then we just proceed. I mean, I think that should, I don't know, the spring ahead is kind of tough because you lose an hour of sleep. So, anyway, our lines are open, and if you want to share anything, issues that are going on, there's different political things, environmental things, maybe taxi driver things. broken headlight things.
Yes, there's been more of those lately.
Things that you're grateful for or that you really appreciate, that's also nice to share, too. And you can be anonymous. You can email us even at radio at kyuk.org, and we'll read your email over the air if you're a very shy person.
And the numbers to call are 543-KYUK.
And 543-2756.
800-995-8954.
Yes. Okay. There we go. Yeah. And our lines are open, so feel free to join us at any time. And maybe there are announcements. I know basketball's going to rev up here in a little bit, right?
Yeah. That's,
tournaments?
I didn't know about announcements on that, you know, but yes, I think they're still going on.
Mm-hmm.
For live Warrior basketball action from the Warrior Dome, tune in to KYUK 640 a.m. Friday at 7:30 p.m. and at 8 p.m. Saturday. And for the Lady Warrior games at Kotzebue, you can tune in to 90.3 FM, the mix at 6 p.m. Friday and Saturday.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
So we have Dwayne from Kalskag. Good morning, Dwayne. Welcome to Talkline.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Pretty cold out there.
Uh-huh.
Kind of.
Yeah, waiting for some March weather. I just want to give a little update on our ice roads.
Okay.
Yesterday, we graded the road up to Haniac.
Wow.
Lots of snow, lots of drifted in spots. There are a few spots that we went, made a new trail. So use caution when you're driving up that way. But it's opened up all the way to, Haniac.
Wow.
I don't know the conditions of down below Kalskag.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't heard any kind of travel down that way yet.
Yeah, I think it kind of slowed down on this site, you know, because of the snow drifts and a lot of snow.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, regionals next week, starting on Thursday in Antioch for the Greater Kuskokwim Conference. Aniak, Kalskeg, Tulitzak, Akiak, Akichuk, starting on Thursday.
Hmm. All right. Thank you, Dwayne.
All right. Okay. You guys have a good weekend.
Yes. Thanks for calling in, Dwayne.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Yes.
Bye.
Okay, next we have John Nick from Bethel. Good morning, John. Welcome to Talkline.
Good morning, Diane. Peter, how are you guys doing?
Hey, John. Okay. Good morning to you.
I decided I'd better call since I'm sitting here. I don't want to sit there absent-minded.
Yeah.
Share the wealth. Anyway, you know, people are going to be going out fishing and all that now. And please bring your trash home.
Yes.
And towards evening and morning. You know, make it pristine. The fish will like it better. Mm-hmm. You might even catch more.
Yes, you will.
And it's nice days out. We have a little cool in the morning and then warms up. You know, spring, typical weather, spring. So dress warm anyway while you're out there and always, you know, might be funny, but have rain gear too in your snow machine or something. Because this weather here changes so drastically. One moment might be nice. Mm-hmm. Next moment might be bum, you know.
True.
So anyway, have a safe weekend, everyone, and enjoy your weekend. Please don't drink and drive, and watch out for kids in the morning. We're getting more daylight now. Oh, another thing. We stayed in Hanger Lake Road about a week ago. We saw two huge moose right by our house here.
Wow.
Right across the trail there. That was neat to see. Boy, that was exciting. I had my brother come and look real quick.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
two of them.
One of my friends always said, when these years of moose will pop out over here? And sure enough, it did. It always pop out on the lower end here by the pond. But during the summer, you know, a lot of tree line. You can't see them. But that was neat and exciting. Bethel's growing with the moose.
Yes.
That's cool.
Yeah, that moratorium worked.
Yep, you bet it does. Thank you. You guys have a good weekend.
You too, John. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Bye.
Yeah, I heard about people seeing a moose in town, and I saw fresh droppings, but I'm not saying where.
Yeah. Yeah, I think they're.
I don't want to have anything
be all
weird
over
happen.
Up, but
yeah.
It's good to see them coming back.
Very exciting. Yeah, and we have Tim from Bethel. Good morning, Tim. Welcome to Talkline.
Good morning, Peter and Lala.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful day out there.
It is.
Yes.
Yeah.
So
and,
good, Tim. Yeah.
Yeah, always great to see the sun come back for a longer period of time and nice and warm.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah, I just want to, I haven't called for some time, but I just want to express concern about this coronavirus and this lady down in California that appeared to have got it from nowhere, no connection to any flights or contact with people from the infection origin. And it sounds like that anybody and everybody is susceptible to contracting this illness from anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
It really sounds an alarm as far as our state of readiness and planning for something like this to happen. And, you know, our hospital has a very limited amount of beds with oxygen, and less so in the villages. And just imagine a scenario where, you know, our pilots got sick and they can't transport anybody or anything out to the villages or out of the villages. You know, that affects food and mail and freight and commerce and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
And more so the limited amount of health professionals out in the villages that can treat this type of thing out in the remote areas. So it's called for planning, and you know, people have been pretty quiet about it. I haven't heard any plans from YKC or ABCP or anybody in attempting to address this type of scenario.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, this is what something that our elders keep telling us about in the years past, that someday the food that we get from the stores are not going to be available. And if people remember the right scare back in the early 2000s when there was a rumor that there was low production of rice, or something happened and all the rice disappeared. And even yet, if you think about 9/11 and the flight moratorium that had occurred during that time period, our shelves went empty very quickly. You know, I can just imagine there's going to be a heavy reliance on the food we get off the land. But we have very limited storage facilities to feed the entire village for an extended period of time. But it's a pretty scary thought if you just think about the possible impact it may have upon our people in our village, our economy, our region. You know, this this virus, unfortunately, in China has pretty much shut down the country of, you know, billions of people. And it can mutate that at any time as well, too. So, as with any other things, but a lot of prayer and concern. Hopefully, our leaders at B will develop some kind of a plan. Communities, villages, everybody, and they'll probably need help in developing such a plan too. Mm-hmm. And you know, you just don't want to get into a situation and react right off the hip. You want to be able to implement a plan that'll work and, you know, with the available resources that we have out there.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Thank you. I think it's good to talk about it and to talk about how we might handle or manage if we had to have more limited flying for a certain amount of time, or people not going out and about and traveling like they are used to. You know, if those things had to be suspended for a little bit. Go ahead.
And, you know, the medication that they came with, or the, what do you call that? The medication that they came up to keep people from contracting the coronavirus is probably going to be limited, and limited production, and it's going to have to go through the testing phases. But I think it was on yesterday's talk show, there was an elder from one of the villages called in and said that we have to rely on our traditional medicine to fight this if it ever comes to our lands. And there's a lot of truth in it. We've been here for 10,000 to 15,000 years, and over that time period, you know, we have developed these and utilized these resources that we have off our land. So this summer, I would suggest that people build up on their supply of, or always keep on hand, supply of our traditional medicine, plants and roots and berries and everything else.
Yeah. Okay, thank you, Tim. I'm glad you kind of brought that out and let people start to think about it, and they can ask their provider or start looking in news to see if more information for the Alaska context. I know that at the state of Alaska, they do have a section on the virus, and they have a button you can push, you can click on, and it'll give you more information.
Yeah. You know, that type of thing is really limited out there in the villages because cost of internet is so high. people are still utilizing fax machines by word, by community meetings and whatnot. You know, we have all this incredible technology that most of us can rely on, but, you know, people out there in the villages, some of them just don't have it. So getting the word out there is very important.
Mm-hmm. True. Yeah, thank you.
Okay, well,
all right,
it's an ugly truth that needs to be addressed and told, but, you know, we have got to face it and live up to it.
Yeah. Thank you. I think it's something, I don't think it's overly dramatic or anything like that. I think that it is an important topic, and we're going to see more of it in the United States. It's just arriving here now. Yeah. So we're going to see what how things develop.
Yeah, President Trump seemed to indicate that it's not a major threat at the moment to the United States, but
not yet.
Things can, things can develop rather quickly.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
We are still able to move and fly and transport ourselves a lot more than the last epidemic that we had in 1918.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, you know, in Japan, they've shut down all the schools.
Yeah.
And kids are staying home, and they are asking people not to go to work. I mean, so it's, there are a lot of precautions being taken in other places. And I think there's a place in California, I won't say because I don't know for sure, but I think there was a there is a state of emergency in one town in the lower 48 where they're putting in some regulations.
And also quarantining, you know, possibly quarantining an entire village.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody comes in, nobody goes out. That's pretty scary thought.
That can happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Let the truth out there be known, and hope and pray everybody's weekend is well. Be safe. Let everybody know where you're going.
Mm-hmm.
Travel in pairs and wish well upon everybody.
Okay. Well, we appreciate you calling in there, Tim.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much. All right, we have Cesari. Good morning, Cesari. Welcome to Talk Line.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
Just like the gentleman been saying, we have to use common sense and lots of precaution. And I'm supposed to go to Poland this year, like every year for many years. But I just simply cancel. Even Poland don't have any case yet, the registered case to coronavirus yet. But you're going through to those airport, international airport, and some of them is filthy, dirty, and so many, so thick. There's no way you avoided contact with one of those. You know, other things, I know is some people been planning trips to Europe from Battle. Battle is really well known for people traveling all over the place, from Australia down to the Africa, Asia, and we have lots of Asia. We have small community postponed it. I did postpone my trip, and I know my. It's not even about me, but to bring something to my family or my friends. They'll have to stay and to try the best to protect the small town, because if they come in here, they'll be hurt. It'll be easy to, with no time, get the whole town will be be sick in there. But some people maybe no care about it and going anyway, which is really, I'm not really appreciated, and I'm sure nobody going to Europe, and I know some people already canceled the trips, and what I like see that, because the, you know, is not try to be a hero and go over there and later on looking for help from everybody, even you bring that crap in here, though. This is what I really, you know, use your common sense and protect yourself from cleaning. I know one thing, like you have handles and in the home or restaurant or alcohol over 71%. Kill the bacteria. So you this when you come from some trip or something, just wash your hand with that alcohol, and use your the rubbing alcohol, whatever they have, 71% or whatever, to clean them up and be on safe side.
Mm-hmm.
That you in Europe right now, you know, buy it the more is alcohol. Like they have in Italy, this everything vanished in there because the people buying and and try to protect themselves, and they're still spreading. You never know where they go. So yeah. That's what I'm calling for. And if you don't, money is not everything. People spend money for traveling until I'm going anyway. There's nothing going to happen to me. It's like always happened in locally. I'm going on the river and nothing going to happen to me. And something happened. You never know. So, but it's not about you. It's about what you're bringing here. And, yeah, you have to protect yourself and use common sense.
Yeah, that's that's some of the basics right there. They say you should wash your hands for 20 seconds when you do, and it's actually the rubbing your fingers and hands as you're cleaning them. That's what gets rid of the germs.
No, coronavirus, not get out of the simple washing your hands. Reduce and maybe do.
No, they do. They do.
To kill the really virus, to kill any bacteria besides the coronas, you know, the heavy alcohol.
Yeah.
The rubbing alcohol. You buy just in Swanton's, you buy in AC, they have those rubbing alcohols. I think in Swanton's they have like 70% or so.
Yeah.
And that thing working. And if you have some suspicion or something, wash you staring in the car and be on safe side.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay.
Okay.
Have a good day and enjoy the weather.
Thank you. You too, Cesare.
Thanks bye-bye. For calling in, Cesare.
Yeah. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right.
Yeah. So what I understand, what I've read about is that the main thing right now is for people to wash your hands frequently.
Yes, that's what I heard too.
And when you do wash your hands, they say the doctor that I was listening to on the TV said that it's important to wash your hand for about 20 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
And, that the movement of, sort of scrubbing on your hands and rubbing them back and forth as you're washing them, that's what helps dislodge, sort of the germs, so to speak, and then they get rinsed out away. And you can also use hand sanitizers that have, like Cesare was saying, about 70% alcohol, and that will also be helpful. So right now, that's the way to be careful.
Yes.
And it's a simple thing to do. So
yeah.
And
then
anyway,
we turned on the news yesterday,
mm-hmm.
and then the national news, and they were saying that you could detect that virus, what do you call that? Through infrared or something.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, that they have testing kits, but we're right now the United States is very short on testing. There's not enough testing kits to do the kind of testing that you need to do. So they need to really ramp that up. But we're very behind in that regard. And we have about four minutes to the break. Our lines are open, so feel free to call or write us at radio@kyuk.org. And if you're a shy person, we'll read your email over the air, and you do not have to name yourself. And you can do that when you call, too. You can be anonymous, or you can be Snoopy. Mm-hmm. You can be Obi-Wan Kenobi. You can be whoever you want to be when you call. And we have a new LKSD hired a new superintendent.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. I think they made a really good selection. It's Ms. Kimberly Hankins. She's
cool.
been with the district for a while. And I really appreciated that. I read an interview with her where she said that they moved to Anchorage, but then decided to come back here because they really liked it here. And I just love hearing that about Bethel because so many times people just leave.
That's right.
But it was really a good interview. So anyway, we have John from Bethel. John, go ahead. Welcome to the show.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We have
morning
about
to you and Pete. What a nice morning out there, and it's really sunny and nice and cool. We had the best winter so far in many years.
It kind of was normal.
Oh, yeah, it's
the way it used to be.
It doesn't feel normal to me anymore to being cold,
I know,
after
I know.
Coming
That's
out
true.
Of the really warm winters we've been having for the past 5 years.
I agree.
Mm-hmm.
But, all this coronavirus and stuff are already predicted by our people.
Mm.
Yeah.
We knew about this long time ago already.
Hmm.
And we knew a lot of things that natives knew long, you know, in before, like there's going to be some earthquakes and fires and floods and all that stuff we know about. Because this earth is not going to be dormant, you know. It does look like it's dormant nowadays, but everything is just alive, coming alive.
Yeah.
Almost like, coronavirus. Well, you know, that kind of diseases are about one of the first ones that are going to be coming up here. You know, it could affect our air. It could affect our water. And pretty soon, you know, we wouldn't have any, we wouldn't even stand a chance. It's been predicted that people will pick up food from the ground and eat it and drink any type of water there is out there if they find it, whether they die or not. We already know about all these diseases that are happening. So, there's more to be coming, but, you know, I hope our good people in CDC are doing a good job at it. But, Rihanna, for letting me talk, I know it's about break time for you guys, and you guys have a good morning, and thanks for letting me say my piece here.
Very well, John.
So glad you called.
Thanks for
Thank
calling
you.
In.
Yeah.
Have a good morning.
Okay,
Thank you. Good
you
morning
too.
To you.
Thanks.
So we have about a minute till break. So the city of Bethel had to make two very significant hires. So they've hired a city attorney, and that's Libby Bacalar, city mm-hmm. attorney. And a new city manager is Vinny Carraza. He's the new city manager. Now, I think Vinny will live here, but the attorney will not.
Oh.
She'll be from a distance, but come and make trips and stuff.
Wow.
Yeah. All right. So we're going to go to break. Thank you for listening. You're listening to Talk Line on KYUK.
We'll be right back.
I'm Arlene Kelly from Pilot Station, living in Bethel, Alaska. Thanks for listening to KYUK 6:30 a.m. in Bethel, Alaska.
Waka, your heart beats beyond you. It beats for your family, your friends, your people. Keep it beating with a heart disease screening. Contact your local Indian health care provider. Visit healthcare.gov. or call 1-800-318-2596 for more info. A message from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services.
I'm Anna Komulainen from Bethel, and this is public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta, KYUK 640 AM in Bethel, Alaska, KCUK 88.1 FM in Chivac, and 91.9 FM in Aniak.
Lady Warriors at Warrior Boys at Shu Ankhchikut, Ashimirat me, Marinir me, Shu Katsubir Munich in Lulutim. Achnet Katsubumi Ankhata, Nichug Nivnatin, 6 o'clock me, Atakumi, Tashimirat me, Marinir me, Shu. 90.3 FM, the mix of me. Warrior Boys at Nichug Nivnatin, 7:30 me, Tashimirat me, 8 PM, Ami Shu, Marinir me, Huani, KYUK, 6:40 AM, Mumterishur me.
The voice of the Kuskokwim Delta from Bethel, Alaska.
All right. Welcome back to the show. Thank you for being here. And thank you for listening and for all of your calls. And Peter and I were just talking during the break, and maybe we'll say it again, but we were talking about how your own attitude can be really helpful in times like this. Do you want to say what you heard yesterday on your show?
Yeah. We had a Yuktu, or, you know, the Kitrachloko talk show yesterday in our language, and then people were talking about this, and then a lot of them reflected on some of the elders called in and reflected on the, you know, the that big pandemic.
Oh, in the early 1900s, yep.
Yeah, in the early 1900s, and how sad it was out there, and that they had to dig holes in the ground and drop people in them and cover them up.
Mm-hmm.
It was so bad, you know. But, you know, our first caller, one of our elders, you know, had called in about that, was describing how bad it was and how tough it was for people. But she said at the end, you know, of her call in, she said, you know, you can, if you're expecting to get it, you know, chances are you probably might get it, you know, like if you anticipate it.
Like you're leaving yourself open for
yes.
it by preparing yourself to have it. It's and like you're opening your system up to whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it happens, you know. But then she said in another way that, you know, if you expect to be okay, chances are you probably more than likely will be okay.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, your chances are better when you think positive and then you're something about your immune system.
Exactly.
Kicks
yeah.
in, and you know you're able to, your body's and your mind is able to fight off anything that may come about.
Exactly. Because I think like with fearful thinking or thinking about imagining things that haven't even happened yet, that kind of puts your whole system, I think, in a weaker state.
That's right.
Whereas if you're thinking in a more healthy, balanced way, looking forward, doing what you need to do each day, but having a really good outlook, I think that strengthens your body.
That's right.
And so I think there's a real power in what you're saying, and probably related to how survival happened out here. I mean,
yes.
You had to have a pretty balanced, healthy outlook and attitude to be out here. When it's minus 30 and you don't, back in the day when there's no motorboats or anything and no guns, you had to with your own body, do every single thing. You know, you got to keep keep all systems in a good place.
That's right. And it's available to anybody, everybody.
That's the thing. Yeah, that's the wonderful thing.
Yeah.
You don't need special training for anything we just talked about.
So it's a deep subject, you know, but, you know, it really makes sense, you know, and then more elders had called in yesterday, you know, describing how pretty bad it was, you know, back then. And that, but they survived. A lot of people survived.
Yeah. Well, the other way I think of it is if, let's say I've kept my mind in a good place, I've kept myself healthy and my attitude is positive, but I still get sick, if I was going to get sick, I'd much rather get sick when I'm in a good attitude kind of place, because I feel like I'm stronger to handle it.
Yeah.
But if I stay in a real negative kind of down and then I get sick, it's even worse.
That's
It kind of makes it feel worse. So.
And something I learned too along those lines that, you know, I I disclaim, you know, if something is starting like a cold or something, I don't want to claim it. You know, instead, you know, I mean,
you got to cast it out.
Yeah, something like that. You
I
know,
think you have to use your mind in that way. I mean, the mind is super powerful, and
that's right.
If we put it to the proper use, it's good. But boy, that mind can take us on some other journeys we don't like so much.
That'd be interesting to learn more about. You know,
yeah,
about that. You know, how we can handle things, you know, as they come about, you know.
True.
And then that's true with not just viruses, you know. It's about your life, too.
Absolutely. See, it relates to the whole picture.
Yes.
I really believe that. I've learned that a lot because in my classes there's always a couple of elders, and I listen really carefully to the way they talk to students, what they say, how they're saying it, and I think over time, some of that has gotten into me.
Yay.
And now it, like, listening to you, I'm like, yes, that's so right. You know, I can really feel the importance of it, too, and the depth, if you wanted to get really into it.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you know, we invite your calls.
Yeah, we're having fun chit-chatting here, but please call in and join us. Noah from Tlaxcala.
Good
welcome.
Morning, Noah.
Morning, Peter. Morning, Diane.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Yeah, thank you for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
You're welcome.
Yes, I've been listening to the people that address about coronavirus. That's the concern I have, along with the radiation that had leaked over in Japan. That's the most vulnerable. If it was contained, awesome. But if it's not, that's my main concern. Because the fish that are hatched has to go out to the ocean and grow, and within their time frame, they come back again to migrate and lay their eggs. Another concern I have is we have mining up in Tlaxcala, and it's probably contaminating the river as well. And then the fish migrate up to lay their eggs. Now they're getting few. Those are some of the things that I have concerned of. Red Dog Mine has always sent me a newsletter to keep me updated on what's going on with Red Dog Mine, which is good. Now, I hope that all the science merge together and deal with this coronavirus, and I hope they find a cure, a medicine for it. Thank you very much, and have a nice day. You too.
Yes, thanks for calling in, Noah.
Thank you, Noah. Okay.
Our lines are open.
Our lines are open, and as you can tell, any kind of topic is really okay. For this kind of show, it's 90 minutes of whatever kind of conversation you want to have or topic you want to bring up, announcement you want to make.
Yes, yeah. So you don't have to just stick to whatever we're talking about or what you're hearing, but whatever's on your mind or, you know, if you got an announcement or a good report about something happening in your life or, you know, what you're doing, then, you know, always good to hear encouraging words.
Sure.
And good reports about, you know, just fishing, fish are bite or fish biting, you know, is what some people are. And then, lately, I think the last several years, you know, the pike have been plentiful.
I've seen some photos on Facebook.
You know, yes.
Piles of pike.
Yes. And then.
True.
you know, they eat little. What do you call those little fish? Little fry?
Well, you would know.
Yeah. I'm trying to find out.
I don't know what kind. By like little, that, not black. They don't eat blackfish.
No,
they
eat anything. Little fish.
Yeah,
that are
but
small
enough.
But then they can eat big ones, bigger ones too. Because we found in pike, you know, you can find.
Oh, in their body.
Yeah, when you open them up, you can find sometimes little birds in there.
What? Yeah, oh, I don't agree. I don't agree with pike eating birds like
yes,
that.
Yes, they do.
I don't want them to do that.
Okay, all right.
We'll go to Robert from Bethel. Good morning, Robert. Welcome to Talk Line.
Good morning, ma'am.
Oh, ma'am. Sir.
It's been a long time since I called in with some concerns that I have.
Yeah, good morning, Robert.
You know, good morning, Pete.
Uh-huh.
You know, I hope Tom Leonard from Celestia is listening. He's always on the line, and I'm happy for that. Well, anyway, what I have to say is I understand that Celestia, the 56 villages, representing the 56 villages, they pulled out of AFN.
Mm.
And joined an operation called Nunavut. I don't know what's that all about, or I could be wrong, but I'd like to get clarification from whoever really knows about what's going on with that issue. I could recall a couple of 2-3 years ago when that Nunavut name came up, and the people disagreed with that. According to a few people, that's what I understand, that Celestia moved out of AFN and joined an operation called Nunavut. And so I called a couple board members of Celestia and wanted a little bit more information. And all I got was, it was again done by board vote. And the yeses beat the noes. So, I always hear about, the Celestia board. Well, it's not the full board that does these things. It's the majority of the board.
Hmm.
So, It was a vote. It was a vote on the board, and the noes got beaten by the yeses. So that's all I wanted to, and I wanted to find out more about what's happening with that Celestia and why they moved out of AFN.
Mm.
Okay. Yeah.
If that's true.
Okay.
Okay.
Hey, yeah. Thank you, Gaya. Yes, that's
thank you, Mr. Hoffman.
Interesting.
Mr. Hoffman.
What
didn't they? I think they. Is it because they disagreed with AFN's position on some environmental stuff?
I don't know.
I don't know. I think I watched the coverage and I saw them. Saw some of that being discussed.
Yeah, I missed that. But, you know, but it'd be worthwhile to
hear from someone.
Yeah, that might know. So.
You know, speaking of that mind stuff, an elder friend told me that the way that our thoughts are, they can be like snares, and we can get trapped in them, and we can struggle, and it'll get tighter and tighter, and we have to be really careful that our thoughts don't, you know, trap us or snare us and keep us kind of stuck in one place. So I thought that was... I always remember
that's
that.
That's cool, yeah.
Yeah. All right, we have Ray from Fish and Wildlife. Good morning, Ray. Welcome to Talkline.
Good morning. Yeah, thanks for taking my call. It's pretty quiet right now this time of year, but a couple things coming up that I wanted to talk about. First of all, I want to say thanks to everybody for all the great compliance with the caribou closure. I know it was kind of hectic as we were getting ready to do that, but I think it's good for the caribou, and it's everybody had some opportunity to get their caribou this year. So I think that was good news. I really appreciate that.
Awesome.
The YKD Regional Advisory Council meeting is coming up on March 16th and 17th. It'll be here in Bethel. That'd be a good opportunity for people to talk about what they're concerned about management going on. The Regional Advisory Council does provide advice to Fish and Wildlife Service on a whole variety of management issues. So that's a great thing for everybody to be involved with. We're also getting the salmon preseason meetings are starting up later this month. Each village has a representative from the Kuskokwim River Intertribal Fish Commission in their village. They should talk to them if they have concerns about fish management for this year coming up. The Chinook run, though, looks to be about 223,000 Chinook this year, so a little better than last year, and hopefully everybody will have an opportunity to get some salmon this summer. I think it'll be a good year for that.
Wow, good.
Kind of the last thing I talked about, the BIA site, kind of an ongoing process.
Yeah.
Good luck with that. That gate is never closed. I know.
Yeah. I know, but it's tough. So March 24th, they're going to have a town hall meeting here at the Refuge headquarters, our conference room, from like 4 to 7 p.m., just to talk about the demolition plan and kind of what's going on out there and where we're going for the next couple of years in getting that site taken care of. So we want to invite everybody to come over and join us for some coffee and maybe some light refreshments. And I'll have a couple of posters. I'll talk a little bit about that site, what's going on, and answer any questions anybody has. So,
yeah, is the eventual goal that everything at that old BIA site will be removed?
Correct.
Okay. Wow. And then a decision gets made what happens to that area. Or it's toxic, right? You can't really build on it right now, right? Because it's got toxins? Or
It's spotty. You know, it's really spotty as to where the toxins are. So the first thing we got to do is remove all the buildings to make sure that that particular contamination is taken care of. The next phase of that, you know, in 2022 or 2023 probably, is to evaluate the soils.
Okay.
See if there's anything in the soils. So it's not going to happen overnight, but the first step is to get the buildings taken down, and then we can go to that next step of the soil evaluation and then figure out what that looks like, to whatever it takes to correct that as best we can. So, yeah, it's not a fast process, but at least we're making some headway.
Wow. Yeah.
Good. Yeah, I should say. I mean, it's very interesting out there. Not that I go. You know what I do? I go right up to that gate, and I don't budge further.
Oh, you start walking then, right, and go around. You know?
Oh, there are ways. There are roundabout ways. I had such a great time out there. 23 years ago, Donna Hanley, who used to work at Fish and Wildlife, said, Diane, I'm going to take you to this really great place, and you're going to see yellow warblers.
Yep.
You know, this really beautiful little yellow, bright yellow songbird.
Yep.
And sure enough, we walked past those BIA buildings into some of those willows and stuff, and there it was. And I've been attached to it ever since. So little did I know it was a toxic site. But anyway.
So that reminds me, talking about bird walks. We'll start doing bird walks here in April and May, and we basically will meet on Saturday mornings.
Uh-huh.
Anybody's welcome to come join us. We basically walk back behind the building here and towards the river, and there's yellow warblers and the willows right behind the building here. So
love that, yeah.
There's lots of opportunity that way. So we'll have those guided walks starting soon.
Now, you know what? When you guys go to tear down the buildings at BIA, you could take out big pieces of the graffiti and like make an art installation somewhere for some of that graffiti, because there's some bold graffiti very high up. I don't know how those youngins got all the way up to the top for their, you know, yay, BRHS 2019 or whatever.
Yeah, there's definitely some unique graffiti out there, for sure.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Anyway.
Well, thank you for your time.
All right. Thank you for calling.
I've got a question, Ray.
Ray.
Do you know what are they going to do with all that, you know, those old building stuff? Once they tear them down, they're not going to dump them around there, are they?
Oh, no. So part of the contract requires them to crush all of that concrete, and then we will actually use that for some road maintenance here on the refuge, and maybe if someplace else in the Bethel area needs some of that. I'm going to try and estimate how much that is going to be, there's a lot of concrete out there. So our overall objective is to reuse and recycle as much of that as possible. So that's the guidance we're giving to the contract. The contractors, part of their job is to reach out to people in the local area and see if they have a use to recycle or reuse some of the wood out of there, those steel beams, you know, the crushed concrete, all those things. That'll be kind of the direction we're giving the contractor. So, well, we haven't offered that contract out yet, but that's part of the general direction for that.
But that material is not going to be carrying the, you know, those dangers or contaminants or whatever?
No, the requirement is before any of all that has to be cleaned up. That's kind of the first step in demolition, is to clean up all of those contaminants.
Okay.
So there's only two of the buildings that we're really concerned about, and those are kind of be last on the demolition plan, I think, just to kind of let's get rid of all the rubble and material that's clean and then use it that way, and then we'll work on this, the contaminated stuff. But, again, that'll be at the discretion of the contractor, however he wants to tackle that.
Okay, well, sounds good. Well, we appreciate all that info, Ray.
Well, thank you very much. Have a great day.
Yes. Kuyana.
Kuyana.
Thank you.
Okay. Wow.
Okay, good. Oh, that's so interesting to see what's going to happen up there with that whole site when they take everything out.
Yeah.
Huh. Okay. Somebody had gotten, someone made a stencil of a unicorn's head, and they stenciled that all over. And I just thought that was, that's my favorite graffiti yet, is the stencil of the unicorn head. And music notes. Somebody stenciled musical notes up in there. So, yeah, I have investigated and explored the graffiti before the shutdown happened. I have not done that since of these messages not to go in there.
Okay.
I'm trying to be a good role model and not go.
Yeah.
Don't go. And they put up a big fence, too, around the buildings, like a 10-foot fence. So, yeah. Anyway, our lines are open, and we've had a few different kinds of things people call in about, kind of raising awareness and having kind of a little talk about the coronavirus and what could be the implications out here and how can we sort of have a good mindset about that, and some talk about the Chilista board and their decision to leave AFN. I'm not sure what that's called. Leave it or what they... Yeah, they made a different decision about their affiliation with AFN and questions about the Red Dog Mine and the cleanup, and Ray with Fish and Wildlife about the thanking everyone for the caribou closure, honoring the caribou closure and not in order to try and protect that herd and let it grow back. And March 16th and 17th is the YK Delta Fisheries Advisory Committee meetings, and there's a representative in each village. So, and there looks like there could be a kind of decent Chinook run. And on March 24th at Fish and Wildlife, there'll be a town hall meeting starting at 4 in the afternoon about all things old BIA.
Yeah.
So, if you want to learn more, have questions, there's probably going to be a lot of good information because they are going to begin to do some work up in that area.
Hearing from Ray and Oak already got me thinking about breakup and summer activities. Something to look forward to.
I know. Yeah. Oh, it's good now. Every day is going forward. I really like that.
Yeah.
I can feel the warmth of the sun on my cheeks now. Sun's strong enough for that. And it's bright daylight at 6 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
It's going to 8 o'clock now.
Yeah. So we're good. The snow is really beautiful. Of course, all our breakup. I wonder if that'll affect like how the breakup will be because we had so much snow.
Snow and the thickness of the ice are those primary factors
for
breakup.
So I wonder what kind of flooding we might be in for.
We haven't had one for years. You know, I don't even remember when.
No.
The last one was, but it's going to be different this year as it is every year. But I think more so this year with the ice being so thick and also with the amount of snow we have. But somebody already posted that, when you see a lot of snow, that gives promise to the berries, salmon berries and whatnot kind of berries.
Right.
Having a good start in the springtime. So, even in things that are, that some people might not see or might think of as a hindrance or, you can always find something good in them.
That's true.
Yeah.
So it's going to be good berry picking. And it looks like we're going to have a good run of Chinook. So,
yay.
Very good. All right, okay. So we just have a few minutes till our break, And we'll give out the numbers so you could call, and you can still call during the break. You'll be on hold, and then you'll get on air as soon as the break ends. So our numbers are
543-KYUK
and 543-2756.
800-995-8954.
You can email us at radio@kyuk.org.
We'd like to hear from you.
Yeah. And then we have some, we want to look at the weather. See what the...
Oh.
Yeah, I think you have the weather board there, don't you?
Yeah. It's over here for Thursday, or no, for Friday.
Mm-hmm. Here we go. Oh, I got some here.
Friday. Yes. We're looking at mostly clear skies today. Lows 0 to 10 below. Northeast winds 10 to 20 miles per hour.
Okay. And Saturday is going to be... We're going to have scattered snow showers in the morning, then snow in the afternoon, areas of blowing snow, highs 10 to 20 above.
Yay.
East
warm
wind,
up a bit, maybe.
10 to 25 miles an hour. And you know, the closer to zero we get, I feel fine.
Yeah. And for the lower Kuskokwim Valley, you can be expecting sunny skies and lows between 10 below to 20 below today in light winds.
Yeah, and then for Saturday in the lower Kuskokwim Valley, partly cloudy with scattered snow showers in the morning, then snow in the afternoon, highs 10 to 15 above zero.
Yay.
Northwest wind 15 miles an hour.
For the coastal waters of the Kuskokwim Delta, be expecting brisk wind advisory Friday night. Tonight, north wind 10 knots. Friday, that's last night. Friday, north wind at 10 knots. Friday night, east winds 20 knots, increasing to 30 knots after midnight. Snow showers Saturday, east wind at 30 knots.
Yeah, so things are looking up. Temperatures going up.
Yeah.
All is well. Awesome. Okay, I think we're going to go to a break. And it's probably a few seconds, and then when we come back, we've got some Tundra Drum announcements, and hopefully we'll have some calls, and we'll take those. So we'll go on a short little break. You're listening to KYUK. You're listening to Talk Line on KYUK, 640
yes.
AM.
Don't go away.
TalkLine is an opinion-based show to share ideas and viewpoints. Statements made during TalkLine may or may not be factually true. Callers are encouraged to engage in civil discourse and are free to challenge or affirm the opinions presented by fellow callers. The comments and opinions expressed are those of the community and not KYUK broadcast staff, management, or Board of Directors.
Nunavani Tribal Administrator Arugovit Litnaru Gluten, Lizangalrani Gai Rugluten, Hotnat Munjau Kavnik, Alaska Tribal Administrators Association Namikai Rugnaten. ATA Amy Wheatal Ritiki Rutlachtut Nasun Ritnachrenik, Jalishut Klugilisnal Rit, Asanik Dot Nikayut Muyungal Renik. Alaska Tribal Administrators Association Nam Ikai Rugnaten, Spatul Raktul Rami, Nunan Ikayu Maskanun. Nasun Rivzarigu Baksugu ktaa.org. Unapaiftat Alaska Tribal Administrators Association Nam.
When we see alcohol abuse in our community as teenagers,
we feel
scared,
tempted,
angry,
sad.
When we see alcohol abuse in our community
as teenagers,
we worry about
my sister and her baby,
my nieces and nephews,
our families,
my friends and their studies at school,
and our ability to become community leaders
or wise elders.
When we see alcohol abuse in our community
as teenagers,
we are concerned.
Because this year in the U.S.,
almost 5,000 young people will die while engaging in underage drinking. Over 2,700 infants will be born with fatal alcohol syndrome.
And more than 2 million people will suffer from alcohol-related liver disease.
Please help stop alcohol abuse in our community by talking with your friends and family about alcohol's devastating effects.
This public service announcement was brought to you by the members of Teens Acting Against Violence at the Tundra Women's Coalition.
Okay, thank you for waiting or getting through the break. And we're going to go right to a person who is called Full-Blooded Democrat from Bethel. Good morning. Welcome to the show. Full-blooded.
Good morning.
Yes.
This full-blooded Democrat reluctantly voted for Donald Trump. And this Donald Trump person is doing a fair job for the Americans and probably for the world, do you think?
What do you think?
I think he's doing a good job. Mm-hmm. He is an American. Mm-hmm. He made himself, and he should help make America better. You think he's doing like that to us?
Well, I think everybody knows my point of view. So what's more interesting is you're a full-blooded Democrat and you voted for a Republican president. So that means you're kind of open-minded, thinking, you know, going for whatever you think is the best, regardless of what party they're in. Right?
That's true.
Yeah. Well, I think that's good.
And I'm probably the only one in this entire planet that's like that.
People do get kind of stuck in their own parties, that's for sure. Yeah.
And then they're going to bring their parties with them to the cemetery.
Uh-oh.
I ain't got very much time on this planet. You know, I'm 60 plus. I just wanted to let the world know that I'm still kicking.
Okay. Well, that's good. You're still kicking and calling in to Talk Line, which is awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, but I call every once in a while.
You too.
To the radio. But Bethel does need places in the evening time, like about Roger's Disco. I know there ain't no disco in Bethel, and people dance. They mm-hmm. love to dance. I'm pretty sure of it. I'm pretty sure you like to dance, too.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And if they had the Eskimo drums, this man would probably put happiness in your heart once you see him dance. I only danced once at the Tundra Village with my dad's sister.
Uh-huh.
I had to, because she come and took my shoulder and told me, and bring me to the dance floor, and the entire audience was laughing and happy. Mm-hmm. I never did like that to nobody before in my life. But I had to because of my dad's sister. Mm-hmm. My dad, what do you call it? They were Yugastas. Anyway, I have nothing else to say except for giving you positiveness. Oh. And drive carefully like me so you could see the next day.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Good morning to you, and thank you.
Thanks for calling in.
Bye.
Thank you.
Okay. Right.
Okay. Next we have Sam from Bethel. Good morning, Sam. Welcome to Talk Line.
Morning, people.
Morning.
Hey, good morning, Sam.
Person.
What did you call me?
Person. I said, you said, good morning, people, and I said, good morning, person.
Okay. How's everybody doing?
We're good. How about you?
Doing good. Good to be home again.
All right.
Good.
I took a 10-day trip for my boy. He was on the Iron Dog.
Oh, wow.
So you talk about a tense parent, no sleep. I probably slept an hour more than him.
Yeah.
He did good. He came in 10th overall.
Wow.
Yeah, and a lot of people crashed and broke up their machines. Anyway, back to why I'm calling. As far as river traveling, I haven't listened to the radio. People have been calling in from their villages on how their roads are.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're going to have to travel, seriously bring a shovel, seriously dress to walk, because there's going to be times when none of us can get to you other than with snow machine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Good. And, yeah, that's right.
And I've heard a couple of stories about people going to the Yukon, and I guess the snow is pretty deep over there, and people are getting stuck, so make sure you bring extra gas than you normally do.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot your return time, an extra 3, 4, 5 hours due to the snow on that end.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Very good.
Yeah, and bring a shovel.
All right.
Yeah, I guess a lot of people are getting stuck on the Yukon side.
Mm-hmm.
When they get loaded up with moose and stuff.
Mm. Yeah. Okay,
and
good.
There's my old good friend Clyde Hall. He used to say, bring your litter home. Don't throw it on the river.
Yes, please.
Yeah, it's an ugly sight. It's like me walking into your backyard and dumping my trash in there, and this is everybody's yard. So let's keep it clean.
Okay, yeah, thank you.
Yeah, and then one more item I almost forgot. Tomorrow is Bethel Search and Rescue's annual meeting, and we'd like to see all the members there. Their families welcome for a dinner, and it's an officer voting night tomorrow.
Okay.
So we'll vote for all new officers except for the president. I think we're going to keep him for the rest of his life.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, good. That sounds like that's a good event. Okay.
Yeah.
Annual meeting? Yeah,
we usually have a pretty good turnout on that one.
What cool. time is it starting?
Start dinner at 5 and the meeting at 7.
Okay.
And you'll probably be there, Pete.
Yes.
Okay, good. Other than that, that's all I got to say. Keep our river clean. It's not a good sight to rolling down the river and seeing pop cans and juice bottles,
really?
And
yeah,
true.
And if you're kind enough, stop and pick them up. There's a couple of us that do that, but I haven't been on the river at all other than 2 times this year.
Mm. Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
And then what? Another story about picking up trash last year below Tulik Sack. I went to pick up a tarp, and I picked up a whole hind quarter of fresh moose meat.
Hmm.
Hmm.
So you might get lucky. You might get lucky and find some gold out there.
Yes.
Yeah.
In a certain different way than other than finances.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you, folks, for being there.
All right. Thanks, Sam, for calling in.
Don't forget to bring your shovels, people.
Right.
All right.
Thanks, Pete.
Thank you.
Thank you,
young lady.
Thank you, okay. Diane.
All right. Diane.
All right, Sam. Thank you. All right, we're going to go right to Wilson. Good morning, Wilson. Welcome to Talkline.
Morning, happy people.
Hey.
Well, my number is 545-3320. If anyone out there sees Nastasha Nick, I know she's out and about here and there. Can you give her that message to call Wilson
at 545-3320. I have her bus pass for next month. She finally applied for a bus pass, so today is the day both Ralph and I are delivering bus passes. There's no lunch delivery until we get our new location set up. It's almost done. You know, all we're waiting mainly for is wiring the convection oven so we can do massive cooking, because that's what we kind of need when we're having a facility. It has to be a commercial oven and where you can cook mass amounts at a time. See, and those guys at the handle the cooking of the food is Anton Anvil. He does a really good job. And Gabe King, I'm really thankful to have him. I also want to, since I'm thanking people, I might as well be nice and thank Bill Arnold with Public Works for actually sending someone with a key for the old senior center. We moved our ovens finally this past Tuesday, and they're massive, pretty big ovens. And Corbin, thank you for your patience and allowing us time to get in there. Instead of thinking of complaints or anything, I'm in a thank you mood.
Okay.
I want to thank VFW for hearing me out, and hopefully they'll contribute to the senior service request that I had brought up to them for supporting the senior service operation. Today at noon, I have a petition presentation for the volunteer fire department, because they have a gaming permit too. And I'm hoping everyone that is an operator of or committee member of a gaming committee, my number, Wilson Green, 545-3320. To the best of my ability, I do believe I dropped off petitions requesting support for the senior service program already at their offices or in their locations. So hopefully people can call me up saying, we have a meeting, we want to hear your presentation. So
awesome.
I have
okay,
a presentation
good.
Today with a volunteer fire crew.
Good.
They don't work for the city. They're volunteer committee members for that gaming that goes on at the Video World. I finally found out that it is going to support the volunteer. That's a volunteer fire department.
Nice.
And that's their gaming setup for stuff like that. So that's what I'm doing today. Mm-hmm. Handing out bus passes, going to meetings. All for our elders, because they should be number one in your mind when it comes to them. If you want to help someone, you should help the elders.
Sure.
And I'll do a announcement when we are finally set up and open, because it'll be mainly catering to the elders on a first come first serve basis. It'll be Monday through Friday. See, that's a change. Monday through Friday, the elders that do not go to that location will get their home their meals delivered to their homes, because mm-hmm. we'll still be doing home delivery.
Okay.
A lot of good things happening for 2020, even though it has been really cold. If you thought out any frozen lines or water lines or sewer lines, make a note to do. You have to redo what you've noticed needs help when it comes to 15 below, 20 below, you fix them during the spring and summer. You don't wait until it starts getting cold. You get it done before it's, while it's warm up.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, thank you very much.
Bye.
Thanks.
All right. Okay, our lines are open, and we have about 15 minutes left of the show, so feel free to make your call or send your email to us. I thought what I would do is just say a couple of basic things about the virus and what you can do right now. And the main thing, so simple, washing your hands. And they say to wash your hands for about 20 seconds, you can hum happy birthday all the way through twice. And that's about 20 seconds. So that's how long you could tell your kids, sing happy birthday twice while they're washing their hands, and that's about 20 seconds. Be sure to get under your fingernails, and you should wash your hands when you're done coughing and sneezing, or if you've been around someone who's not well. Washing your hands multiple times a day, soap and water is okay. If you you can use a hand sanitizer, but you should leave the hand sanitizer on for about that, 20 seconds as well. So we have Yvonne from Bethel. Good morning, Yvonne. Welcome to Talkline.
Good morning to both of you.
Hey, good morning.
Yeah, I'm referring to Bobby Gaya. And I never actually heard it, but if it's fact, it's all about money and dollar signs in their eyes. They go on and make decisions without the consent of us shareholders. They bypass us. All due to money. And the destructions of our land, people, they want to go ahead with that down in gold mine. Mm-hmm. And that's why I think they pull out of AFN. Same thing with up north. Probably due to the land war. They wanted to open more drilling and offshore drilling up there. And I believe that's why they pull out of AFN and want to go forth and to the without consent of our people, they go ahead and do it. And that's not right. We, the people of the land, should be first. We're shareholders. And that's not right what they're doing. And I don't believe in the dollar and gold mine, but it looks like it shall go. And I hope the Pebble Partnership don't go on too either. I'm happy for them people that are denying that too. In them fish, rich waters over there. And I hope they our people first. Hell, they come to our land and waters and name it the last frontier. Leave it alone.
Uh-huh.
But on a more positive note, I never thought I would see the day and see a moose in, out my bedroom window. Just like John. But on a more cautious side, Mama Moose with baby is danger.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
You got to respect these animals, and I hope you talk to your grandchildren, children, and respect the fishing game, especially Mama Moose with baby. Okay, good morning.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Ivan.
Go ahead.
Okay.
I don't know. Would I like to see a big old moose right out my window? I would, but then it'd be kind of scary. Like a peeping moose. Like a peeping Tom, but a peeping moose. Okay. We'll go to Wassily from Neboskiak.
Yes.
Hello, Wassily.
Okay.
Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, talking about that moose is good. I never used to see them when I was a kid growing up, but after that moratorium, I would like to reiterate what I said in Yupik Talk Line on Monday.
Okay.
Over the years, there have been dying off of our sea land and house of the air creatures. And on top of that, the commercial fishing closing, state not earning from it as it used to, with the budget cuts crossing by now and seeing especially not just from the fish, but the state. I bet it's working very hard now to fill in, what was lost over the years with the income the state had, and. And I don't think it's wise to try to remove our governor because of this, because of the cuts. And it's not the governor's fault. I have seen over
over the years, the state revenue sharing and the PILT funding is decreasing, and so much decreasing by now. I may be a Democrat, but I have voted for Governor Sarah at the time she ran, and I knew she would do a good job. And I've heard that she had a husband who was part UPIC. And I knew we'd get a help. And so we did. I have seen under her administration, our revenue sharings were doubled, and the PILT was doubled. And that was great. But right now, with all these budget cuts, and we're heading road back now to that back in 2005. So it's getting very low now, and talking about the fish that the fishing game, or is it fishing wildlife person that recently talked, expectation of the fish that will be good for over the summer.
Yeah, that was Fish and Wildlife.
Yeah, and this was talked about in the past by the another person from there, that it would be a good run, but it was not so. And later on, I think that person said, when they do release the farm fish, something is killing them out there in the ocean. And that was that's what he said. Something is killing them out there in the ocean. All right. That's it. Thank you very much.
Goodbye. Thanks for calling us.
Okay.
We'll go on to our next caller from Bethel. Good morning, Tim.
Yeah, good morning again.
Oh, good morning. Yes.
Yeah, round two.
Round for me. Yeah.
Okay. Bring it.
Yeah, one thing I forgot to mention is, I've noticed a whole bunch of hatred and division between the party lines, between Republicans and Democrats, both statewide, nationwide, and locally.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not really good for the community. It's not very good for the state. It's not very good for the country, especially when we're going to deal with some pretty major issues, and it's important that we work together. You know, the coronavirus is not a Republican virus, it's not a Democrat virus, it's not a Trump virus, it's not a Pelosi virus. It's a virus that affects anybody between parties and whatnot. So it's important that we work together. That's all. Just wanted to add that.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Yeah, that kind of reasonableness is always good to hear during. Mm-hmm. And things are going to ramp up even more in the coming months as our elections.
Okay, let me just read one before we get a call.
Yeah.
Thunder Drum message, you know, SKECO
volunteer that's a cool
ski
program.
Coaches are in Bethel until Saturday the 29th, tomorrow, to teach students and interested adults to ski. Guardians of students kindergarten through sixth grade at ME Ayapkhun Gladys Jung should have received required forms. To sign up for the after-school ski lessons, call 543-2845. And a cautionary note right after that. The open trails that run along the ME Gladys Jung parking lots to the southeast side of BRHS are being used as ski areas till Saturday the 29th. For skiers, students, safety, motorized vehicles should avoid that area from 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. and use extreme caution and slow speeds in that area. Well, good thing happening until tomorrow.
Yeah.
For kids and even adults, it sounds like.
Yeah.
The number to call for the lessons are, again, 543-2845.
We have great snow for some cross-country skiing, so this is a good winter for it. So we have Sunny from Bethel. Good morning, Sunny. Thank you for calling.
Hello.
Hey,
hello.
Sunny.
Amen. Thank you for answering my call.
OK. Okay.
You're welcome. We're glad you called.
Everyone gets happy when Sunny calls.
Yes. Maybe because your name alone is a happy name. But I'm sure you're a good person, too. It's not just your name. It's you.
No, it's not just me. I got somebody else to thank that's above my head.
Okay, yes.
Yes, he's the one that gives us the happiness, the joy, the peace, loving, understanding, kindness, forgiveness, and love, respect.
Good. Nice.
That's why I love to call. It's only because there's only one man that I look up to, and he's the one that gives me happiness, even though I'm really hurt.
Okay.
Yeah. Lately, I've been finally crying about my son. I'm coming up to 1 year almost, and it's 4 months away. I mean, it was on my birthday, and that hurts. But we still have to acknowledge there's one person that will only give us happiness and joy, love, peace, kindness, and long-suffering. So anyone that wants to disagree, they could agree. Everyone goes through problems just like everyone else. I know Diane. I know my brother. We all go through hard time, hardship. But enjoying every single day when we wake up, that's what they call God's gift. So we all get happy. We all get sad. And I've been really touched that I finally got to see my wife again. I was able to spend some time with her. I'm still spending time with her. Okay. And I'm really happy that I'm able to speak this and say, I really miss my baby, though.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we feel that with you. I'm sorry.
But we all have loss. We all have love. We all have giving gifts. Sonny's to make everything happy when he's so down, but he always speaks with a good heart.
That's it right there. That's beautiful. Thank you, Sonny. We're going to...
No.
Yeah?
I got to talk about Sonny. He's the one that only brings joy and happiness, and I don't know who else will.
Well, we can all be part of that.
Everyone.
Yes. Well, thank
Diane,
you.
Diane, you're a good person. Brother Peter, you're a good person. Everyone, you all are beautiful. Please enjoy your weekend. And if somebody said no more hurting, call them. Talk to them.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoy the weekend. And I hear the closing.
Yeah.
I gotta go.
We're starting to wrap up.
I gotta go.
All right.
All.
All right. Bye-bye. Thank you for calling.
Okay, bye. Thank you for calling.
Oh, now that was a really nice call to close our show out today.
Yeah,
so we are done, and we have to go really fast. Oh, no, we don't. We do? We don't. I can't tell what's going on here.
Yeah.
I think the show's over. Oh, the show is over.
Okay.
You all have a great weekend. We'll hear from you hopefully next Friday on Talkline.